Yesterday, I talked about how that Jesus was going to build his church. I told you that this church that Jesus was going to build was going to be much larger than the temple, which was only for the Jewish people. But this church that the Lord Jesus is going to build is an all-inclusive church. This church is for every nationality, every race, and every person that is on this earth. This church is for them. Everybody in the world is invited to be a part of this great church that Christ is building. There's one thing that we should take note of and ponder in respect to the Lord's choice and appointment of his 12 apostles. These were the men that he was going to start out with. Now, this was not the men who started the church. You may be wondering, when did the church start? Well, I personally believe that the church started when the head of the cornerstone was put in place. And after that, our Lord started gathering his workmen. But the thing that I think that we should take notice of is that the choice was of his own sovereign will. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13 tells us that Christ goes up into a mountain and calls unto him whom he would. Jesus calls who he wills. And they came to him, and he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus will call who he wills. Those that were called were not consulted beforehand, nor did he seek anyone's advice other than his heavenly Father. Neither did he seek anyone's advice upon the qualifications of those that he would call. He only conferred with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. The choice was of his own sovereign will and purpose. Jesus foresaw the future, so he instinctively knew the kind of men he would need as trustworthy witnesses of the entire drama of his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. It is this distinctive feature that makes the story of the 12 so memorable. Their appointment was carefully foreordained, deliberate, and far-reaching in the results. The choice was made only after a night of prayer. Luke tells us in chapter 6 that Jesus went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. I don't know how many disciples from whom a selection of the 12 was made. We're not told. We do know Jesus taught and watched those who followed him. Faced with the necessity of laborers to help him gather in the harvest, few prayers fell from his lips more fervently than the one for heaven's guidance in regard to the selection of the apostles from among his disciples. In connection with our Lord's foreknowledge is the inclusion of Judas among these apostles. When Jesus was praying in the upper room, he said this, "Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled." Far from showing an error of judgment on our Lord's part in his choice of Judas, is but the unfolding of events which was prophesied long ago by the prophet Zechariah, chapter 11 and verse 12 and 13. Can we say that all of our decisions in life are preceded by intense prayer for guidance? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.